Hi everyone, Mia here. I have decided that I have received quite a bit of questions, so I'm going to go ahead and do my Q&A this weekend. This way I don't forget or also forget questions that I've that have been sent to me. That's like my worst nightmare. So I poured myself a glass of wine, which I've been really into red wine lately, so cheers. I have one of my handy dandy toys here, and I'm gonna go ahead and start answering questions. So thank you everyone who sent in some really good questions. I read through them a little bit and I'm really excited to start. I'll go ahead and start first with those questions that came on Patreon or through Patreon. Then I'll move over to my other sites and I will go ahead and do questions or answer questions, not do them. answer questions that were sent to me privately. So let me go ahead and turn on my toy and let's begin. Oh, this is gonna be fun. Okay. Sucky Buddy asks, what's your favorite genre of music plus top 10 songs? Wow. According to my, the wrap up, videos that like came through Spotify and Apple Music and I think YouTube Music too. According to that, my favorite genre is, alternative rock, which doesn't really surprise me, but yeah. And top 10 songs are, no, I need a sip already. Oh my God. Actually, let me just go ahead and pull up what my, oh my fucking God. Okay. I was really horny already, so this is really hitting a good fucking spot. Okay. So some songs that were on my top songs of the year. So there was Doubt by 21 Pilots. Everything Black by Unlike Pluto. Castle, Blinding Lights, Nice to Know You, that's from Lovely the Band, Polarized by 21 Pilots, what else, In Crowd by Miavi, which I think is just interesting that that song is on there. Cry Little Sister by Marilyn Manson. Cover of it. I also like the original. Is that, I lost count. I think that's 10, maybe. If not, then, Enjoy the Silence by Anne Berlin. Fairly Local. I really like 21 Pilots, so that's a good one. There's Paramore. All I Wanted. I think that's it. Oh, and then Lizzo's on there. About Damn Time. I think that's a fun song, so sometimes I especially love listening to it when I'm driving. So thank you for the question, and I see that you have other questions down the line, so that's totally fine, and I'll get to them in order. So Zombie asks, how does Salem handle the cold weather? And has Salem ever knocked down any Christmas tree ornaments before? Okay, so I have... A right where my bed is, I have, and right where the heater kind of hits, I have his little like plushed up bed. And so he just camps out there the entire time when it's really, really cold. But other than that, whenever I'm home, he is always on me or by my side, just stealing my warmth. And I am okay with that. But he handles the cold pretty well. Has Salem ever knocked down? Yes. Oh my gosh. So many, especially when he was a kitten. There was one time though, I felt so bad because as soon as one of these ornaments broke that I had, they were like a little tiny snowmen. And they were so cute and they were glass. But one fell because Hila was like playing with it, of course. So one fell and it shattered. It was near my kitchen. So it had, I at the time where I was living before, it was like this hard tile, and so it fell, landed on the tile and shattered, and I got so scared because his paws were really close by, so I like grabbed him so quick. I must have scared him. I felt so bad, but I grabbed him really quick and I like threw him in my room, closed the door, and I left him in there until I cleaned it up. But yeah, he would constantly drop him or hit him off of the tree or rub against the tree too hard and they'd fall off, which is fine. I just learned to get shatterproof ornaments. Okay. Thank you for the questions. Username asks, do you have a certain time of day you like recording, or is it just whenever you get a chance kind of thing? So yes, it is a whatever or whenever I get a chance kind of thing. I prefer recording at night. I feel like it's much quieter. So I do prefer that. But honestly, whenever I have a chance and whenever I have a free moment, that's when I just take the time to record. Thank you for the question. I'm going to go ahead and before I move on, I'm going to up the toy a little bit. Okay. Nova asks, biggest crushes and what do you like about them? My biggest crush, I think, I'm assuming you mean Hollywood crushes or celebrity crushes. So my biggest one is Keanu Reeves. I think just because he's so kind, or at least what I know of him, right? I don't really know if he's kind, right? But what I know of him and know of his story, I think kindness goes a long way. And so I would have to say him because of his kindness. Also, he looks fucking hot in a suit. My next one would have to be Ana de Armas. She is not only gorgeous, but she just has the sweetest accent. I love her accent. And she also just seems like a nice person. And then next, another crush would have to be a recent crush. I feel like, well, I guess he's not recent, but Paul Rudd. I've always loved him, ever since Clueless. And, him, not only is he super, super cute, and handsome, he's funny. And I like funny partners. So, yeah, definitely him. Let's say the last one would be Neil deGrasse Tyson. I really love smart people. And I love when I can learn from somebody. So, yeah. And also, I think he's super handsome. So, yeah. Those are my biggest crushes and why I like them, or what I like about them. Next, thank you for the question, Nova. But next question is from, I hope I pronounce it right, Zamarik. The question is, ever consider doing a loving female symbiote audio where the symbiote slowly wears the scared listener down with kind words and gentle affection. Maybe even add in a little mindfuck that causes the listener to writhe with the pleasure that makes them come so hard they pass out. That sounds really, really... Actually, I could see that. I would probably do it more like a Halloween sort of thing. I'm going to have to write that down for like a Halloween audio in the future because I think that's a really good idea. Awesome. Thank you. And then Sucky Buddy has a few more questions. What got you into doing ASMR in the first place? I was really lonely. I was living far away from family and friends, really, really far away at the time, and in this remote city, and I didn't have means of transportation, really. And I was so busy studying and everything. So I don't know. I was just browsing YouTube one day, and all of a sudden, I kind of stumble across this, these channels. I didn't really realize because I usually just have like YouTube playing in the background. I really like noise. Sorry, it felt really good right now. I really like background noise when I'm doing something. And so when I was like cooking a lot, I would just have YouTube playing in the background. And, I would have sometimes like these, background like, lo-fi, I think it is, sort of sounds, and I guess the algorithm threw in some ASMR channels, and so all of a sudden these like voices were talking to me, and I didn't really at first notice, right? And then I eventually did, and I saw that they were ASMR channels, or well, roleplay audio channels, and I really enjoyed it. I thought it was fun and sort of interactive because, you know, you get to respond your own way, or like if somebody's talking, you'd be like, yeah, right, or something like that, you know? And so I really liked that. And I kept listening, and then slowly I started to, you know, get into the non-suitable for work ones, which I didn't realize I'd enjoy so much. And then, I mean, I used to write a lot when I was younger, like, you know, in high school and stuff, like fan fiction. And so I thought it would be kind of fun to try to write a script. And then I was like, well, I feel like I could maybe give it a shot. And so I did. And that's all she wrote. And then a follow-up question is, out of all your audios, which ones have you enjoyed, and are there any you'd love to do in future? The ones that I've enjoyed, honestly, are the ones that really push me out of my comfort zone. So those are the ones that I enjoy performing. Also, just in general, all of my non-suitable for work ones are very enjoyable. And I really, really enjoy them. Oh, it's like getting right on my clitoris. So fucking good. Oh my god. Recently I would say, honestly, any script that My Dirty Secret and LC writes, as well as Burwinkle, just fantastic scripts, and I just love their writing, and any of them are amazing. I also feel like they kind of push me outside of something that I would normally do, right? Well, not normally do, but just saying some of the nasty things. Like, it's one thing if it's coming from my head, right? But to know that somebody else wrote it down and now I'm providing a voice to it, it's really fun. And yeah, so those have been my favorites. So all of my script fills have been amazing. And are there any you'd love to do in future? I would love to do a collaboration. I think I've said that before. I think even somebody asks eventually, you know, who, if ever, would I love to collaborate with? I just don't want to name names because, I don't know, I am embarrassed, and there's like a handful of them, both female and male voice actors. I always think it's, I feel like I don't fall in line in the actor category. I just feel like I'm this crazy amateur, and I'm just doing my best. But yeah, so there's a handful of them. I'd love to collaborate with them. I've written a couple things down of what I'd love to do. Like, there's one in particular where I don't even need to be part of it, but it's like two doms taking care of their sub, or two subs for a dom. Yeah, so I just have these ideas, and I think it would be great, and I would love to work with other people, but also my schedule is just not great. But anyway, to answer your question, going back to your question, are there any I'd love to do in the future? Yeah, I would love to do a collaboration eventually down the line. And just for me, like solo work, I'd really like to venture off maybe and do more fantasy audios. Yeah, so if there's anybody with any ideas out there that they'd love to share, throw them my way for inspiration. Sucky Buddy also asks, how have you been lately, and are you looking forward to the holidays? I have been really good, very, very busy. Thank you, by the way, for asking. But I've been really great, and I am really looking forward to the holidays. This year, some family members that I haven't seen in a couple years, they're coming, and I'm so excited, and just I'm thrilled. Yeah, so thank you. Okay. Oh God, I just like shifted. Okay, hold on. Okay, next thing was not a question. Just wanted to say that you've got an amazing voice. Thank you. Genuinely love your audios, and they're always enjoyable to listen to. Thank you so much. That means the world to me. It probably doesn't sound very genuine because I have a vibrator attached to my pussy, but it is. I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. And then, let's see. The other question is, or the next one is a little random, but so what would be the perfect romantic scenario if somebody took you out? I think the most perfect romantic scenario, I think my entire, oh, do not tell me my toy died. How, oh no, I think I just squeezed it too tight. Oh my God, that's embarrassing. Okay, I'm gonna up it even a little more. Oh, that's a pattern. Sorry, I'm going to get to your question in a second. But there we go. Okay. Okay, so perfect romantic scenario. And that wine is getting to me now. So I think the most sexy thing somebody could do and romantic thing somebody could do for me would be planning everything, like to the T. Maybe even buying me a dress and shoes, telling me how to do my hair and to wear my makeup. I don't know, I think that's so hot and also very romantic too, because they remove something from my plate, which I think for me is romantic. I'm constantly thinking about something always. And so not having to think and just being able to enjoy the moment and enjoy being treated well and taken care of, that's what I would want. So telling me what time to be ready, picking me up exactly at that time, and maybe just a really nice dinner, low candlelight or something, you know, really romantic. And then get home and be totally, no, just totally consumed with each other. I think that would be really good. That's the perfect night for me. And then your last question is, have you ever gotten excited or riled up from recording your announced wolf workout? All the time. So many times, actually. Yeah, all the time. I already know probably after this, I'm really trying hard to not let go too much because I'm trying to also get through the questions. And I don't want to make this too long. But I already know I'm going to just fuck myself silly with one of these dildos. So, yeah. Thank you for your questions. They were super fun. Okay. Now, Zemo. Hey, Mia. First, hope you had a wonderful Christmas and New Year, depending on when you record this. Well, thank you. I hope you have a fantastic Christmas and New Year as well. And then, first question is, what Christmas traditions do you like to keep going in your life? Opening one Christmas gift on Christmas Eve. Yeah, that's a good one. Also, I'm going to pause really quick so that I can switch a toy so that I can really get worked up, okay? Give me one moment. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, so that's... okay, that's the Christmas tradition I like to keep. And I would want to keep going with my own family when I have kids and stuff. Okay, Next question is, what are some of your favorite Christmas drinks or foods? I think my favorite food would have to be tamales. And my favorite drink would have to be classic hot chocolate. Yeah, classic hot chocolate. Next question is, when did Santa stop coming down your chimney? Oh my God, I am very horny because that, I mean, he could keep coming down my chimney. But I stopped, I think, when I was around 6. Yeah, 6 years old. And the final question is, any resolutions you would like to share? Yeah, make more time for, like, self-care. I've been really dropping the ball on that, so I'd love to do that more. Yeah, thank you for those questions, Zemo. Okay, and DL asked, love your voice and your audios. Thank you. What are your favorite videos you like to make? And do you have any plans for the upcoming year? My favorites, audios or videos I like. I personally love making the wholesome stuff. I think it's fun, it's sweet. I also really like the emotional ones. I don't know. Sometimes I just need to kind of get into my little closet and cry and let some things out. So those are really good. Oh my God. Yeah, and then I really, really love my non-suitable for work ones because, I mean, obviously. Oh, God. Especially when I'm really subby. Those are so fucking good. Next question is, do you have any plans for the upcoming year? In my personal life, I have quite a few things coming. In my audio life, I don't know, maybe some collabs. Maybe. We'll see. Really hoping that that'll work out. But yeah. Thank you for the questions. Brandon asks, Mia, what gave you the idea to start using some Spanish in your audios? I speak a little bit of Spanish. I wouldn't say that I'm fluent, but I can get by. I also feel like, you know, just sprinkling in some Spanish, it's kind of, kind of warming, personal. Yeah, I hope people enjoy it. Okay. Joseph asks, do you have a routine after you record your audios? I bet you need to rest for some time. Oh, and Brandon, thank you, and also DL, thank you for the question. Sorry, I'm a little out of sorts right now. This is really, really fucking good at the moment, so sorry if I forgot to thank you. And Joseph, again, going back to your question, after I just usually, depending on the session or how many audios I record in one sitting, I take a nice shower, usually rehydrate, and just lay down in bed and relax a little bit. Sometimes, though, I have to skip that if I'm going into work right after or if I'm paged in or something. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Holy fuck. Yeah. So, thank you for the question, Joseph. Let me move on to my other sites really quick. Take a look, see if there's anything there. Oh my God, if I can just concentrate, fuck. Okay. Okay. Oh my God. Okay. Next question. Moving on to Fansley. Althacor asks, how are you doing, Mia? How has your year been? Fuck. I thank you for asking, and I am doing at the moment very well. I've been doing so great, and my year has been phenomenal. I have all of you to thank for that. Every single one of you for that. Thank you. Thank you for asking. Kevin asks, depending on when you record this, Merry Christmas. Thank you. A Merry Christmas to you too. The questions are, have you ever dressed up Salem in costumes? Yes, I sure have. He puts up with them. Next question is favorite crumble cookie. I really like the cheesecake one they have. I'm also a sucker for that semi-sweet chocolate one. I just love a good chocolate chip cookie. Oh my God. And oh fuck. Good right now. It's really hard to concentrate, but I'm trying to. And then I think they have this like fudge brownie one that I really like. I'm a sucker for chocolate. Okay, next question. Speaking of edging, what would be the longest time you've gone without coming? Oh, God. Probably, and actually being played with or, like, toyed with? Probably more than 24 hours. I mean, I did sleep, so that wasn't exactly fair, but yeah, definitely more than 24 hours. Although I have had my dry spells of not being able to masturbate or anything. And that's been like a couple weeks, just if I'm busy and exhausted, but honestly, that happens very rarely now. Because of all of you that I get to come for. But yeah. Okay. Oh, Zemo. Oh, has it this or that? Okay. Waffles or pancakes? Waffles. Dine in or take out? Take out. Light side or dark side? Dark side. Drive or ride? Ride. And finally, leggings or knee highs? For pictures, knee highs. For everyday, leggings. Thank you, both Kevin and Zemo, for that. And Waffle asks, do you see yourself continuing to do audios for the foreseeable future? Yes. Especially, fuck, oh my God, especially right now. I love doing this. I love being able to provide something for people. Yeah. Oh my God. Okay, the next question is, it is easier for you to make suitable for work or non-suitable for work audios? I think both of them have their challenges. Yeah. I think in the scheme of creating something, suitable for work is usually easier on paper. But I don't know. Right now, I think I could go on a streak at the moment of a non-suitable for work audios. Cause, oh, fuck. Yeah. Okay. Fuck, I'm really trying to get through this without coming. Okay. Thank you, Waffle, for those questions. Now, for some questions that were sent to me, privately. Here are two questions. So first one, I love both cats and dogs. So can we see more pics of Salem in the future? Absolutely. I know I feel like I've been neglecting him with that, so I'll definitely post some. And then second, have you been a good girl this year? Oh, wow. That really did something right now. Yeah. I guess the next line is, I think you have, and good girls get whatever they want. Fuck. Oh, God, yeah. Yeah, I think I have been a good girl. Oh, God, okay. Oh, God, I'm so fucking close. I have to calm down a little bit. Good girls can edge through everything, right? Fuck. Oh, God. Okay, next question. I'm probably not the first one to ask you this. Are there any ASMR audio artists you would like to collaborate with? Who would that be? Oh, I have a number of them. I really, really don't want to name any names. Not to, like, jinx it, I guess. You know? Because I'm really hoping for some things to happen. So I just don't want to jinx it. Oh, fuck. Okay, next question. Thank you, by the way. The first two questions were from somebody, and then that third one about collaboration was from somebody else. And thank you both. Okay, and then
the last questions that I have come from one person. Okay. Do you do voice work full time? You have such a great voice. By the way, I love your work. First of all, thank you so much. I don't. I just do it for fun. I would love one day if I could. But I also have kind of a higher calling, I think. So just part-time, really. Let's see. Next question is, what are your thoughts on tattoos? I didn't see any on you in your pics. I have tattoos. I hide them because I don't really like sharing them. They have some meaning to me. I don't think that they fit in line with... Oh God, with my sights. But not that they're like really, really sentimental or anything, but they are meaningful to me and stuff. So yeah, but I love tattoos and I want to get so many more, which will be harder to hide. But there's makeup. Let's see. The next question is, you have really cute boobies. Oh, thank you. Just curious, would you consider ever getting them pierced? Ooh, what about other parts of your body? Okay, I have been wanting to get my lip pierced. I can't really do that. Well, I mean, I could, but it's not really, you know, professional. but I really would love to get my lip pierced. And I kind of want to get my nipples pierced and maybe my clit pierced. That's crazy, I know, but I think it's so fucking hot. Like, just having a little gem there, so cute. And something to play with while somebody's, you know, eating me out or something. So hot. But yeah, I have thought about it. what are some things you would look for in a potential future partner? Someone who is sweet, someone who is funny, someone who can take care of me. And I don't mean that in like a financial way. I definitely don't mean that. I mean more of like what I was saying, what I would want a romantic night to look like. Someone that just kind of lets me, I don't know, not really think too much. Someone who just takes care of me as like their sub. Oh my God. Okay, and the next one. Do you find men with small or even micro dicks a turn off? No, not at all. I feel like people who focus so much on size it's not really a thing to focus on. Besides, there are so many ways to make somebody feel good. And I mean, right now, I don't even have a toy inside of me. Let's just say that, right? So I don't think the size of a penis is really that big of a deal. I think it's more of what else you can do. Yeah. And thank you for those questions. Now, to finally just work on coming. Oh my God. What I, and I'm sure some of you, have been waiting for, right? Oh God, I'm so fucking bent up. Oh my God. Oh fuck. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh my God. my God. Oh wow. No, well, I hope that was okay. And you enjoy that as much as I did. I hope you all have a fantastic day or night, wherever you are. Oh, I am seriously gonna sleep so well. I'm going down for a nap. You have a wonderful week ahead of you, and I will talk to you all later. Oh, and thank you all so much for sending in your emails. Silly. For sending in your questions and messages. And thank you just in general for taking time to comment on all of my stuff. It really does mean the world to me. Even if it's just a direct message, it means a lot more than you know. So thank you. And another kiss. Mwah. So many besitos. I love you all. Bye.